Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand,
and God save
us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Greetings and welcome, our guests and radio friends. Thank you for calling in today, and we bring to you another beautiful, sunny day that's here in Washington, D.C., and another wonderful broadcast with Imam Shahid Shabazz. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. We want to thank you for joining us again. And we want to let you know that this is another good one. So call in, give us your number and name, push that number one button, and join us in the conversation today with our beautiful show. Today's show is Human Life is Good Life. And forgive me here, I do have a little congestion here from the sinus. And I hope it's not too disturbing to you. I noticed affecting my talk somewhat. So I pray that as I am coming out clear to you today. All right. So the discussion today is human life. It's good life. And human life is a life above animal life. Human life rises up from animal life into spiritual life, which is God life. And people, you know your purpose in this world, but people, you have been given a limited amount of freedom of will. This raises you up above all Allah's creation. Therefore, people, we owe a higher and greater responsibility to our Creator. I'm trying to look here. Oh, yes, okay. I see, I believe he's on here now. I was trying to bring Imam Shahid Shabazz on. Okay, yes, I do have him on. Okay, therefore, people, we do owe a greater and higher responsibility to our Creator. This raises us up above all creation. This means we must choose to take on this job or reject this great job. If we reject this job, the pay will be self-destruction. If we take on this job, our pay will be freedom from self-destruction, and our reward will be eternal life. So people, choose wisely between good living and evil living. But don't wait too late, because once time is gone, it is gone forever. Death may come right now. And people, God says, if you die in sin, hell is your end. So think about it. Think about it. Think about this life Allah has given us and the purpose in it. It's a good life, people. And now, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, and he is anxiously waiting to join us today. And now I give you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Peace be. Yes, I can hear you clearly, loud and clear. I want to greet. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to greet everybody listening. Peace be unto you. In the Arabic words translated into this English language, Assalamu alaikum means peace be unto you. And we know everybody, it's already in your soul, in your heart, the peace and the love of the Creator. And me and a brother were saying, and along with prayer, we were saying that, you know, it can be the meanest person or the worstest, baddest person in the world, but whenever, and they reject that there is a God. But soon as they get hurt or somebody get ready to kill them, they'll say, oh, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. So that tells you that everybody by their nature, they know that they know God. They know the Creator in them, but he give us a limited amount of freedom. And most people choose to follow their own will rather than the good will of their Creator inside their heart and soul. And I'll open with prayer with that said. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Idhina sirata mustaqim. Sirata ladhin amta alayhim. Garhim maghdubi alayhim wa abdu'alin. Amin. People, we just said, with Allah's name, or the Creator's name, Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, the master, the ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. We ask Allah to show us people the straight way, the right way. And we ask Allah to protect us from being of those who reject the good he put in our life and the right that the sister was talking about, and protect us from going astray from this goodness and this good life he created us in when he created us in the beginning, when he brought us out of our mother's womb, breathed into our body his spirit, and it gave and made us what? A living soul. So, people, let's return back to that good living soul that's inside of us. And I mean with that. I say I mean. I just added a little bit on to that so that you all can understand that this is a universal prayer for everybody so that they can be reminded that though evil is out here everywhere, every which way you turn, they can still find the goodness of God in their own hearts and souls. If they choose to, but it's a choice. They don't have to. It's not Allah say, the Creator say, ask, and you ask him for his knowledge and ask for understanding and ask for guidance, and he will give it to you. He say, but if you don't ask, then you don't want. He'll let you just go ahead on and follow your way, and you our ways, he says, all evil, leads us into all evil. So we see this. Most people are following their way, and we see them what? In the evil, killing each other, committing all kinds of crimes against the human nature and against the human spiritual life. So we start off like that, people. Also, we have another subject that we wanted to speak on, too, and this subject here, bear patiently with me. I just want to give you a little bit of this. It says the Creator created this world to test the human will with hardships and suffering. And the Creator say the reward for this adversity and suffering, if we endure it, this suffering, and keep the faith and know that this life is not our home. That know our home is in the eternal life after we die. He's saying we keep faith and strive to live a good life here so that we may gain the life in the hereafter. I hear some noise, sister. I don't know where it's coming from. But you know how I don't like distractions.
Yes, sir. I cannot see anyone opened on the switchboard, me and you. That's the only two that
okay.
I have. I'm not making any, so otherwise I wouldn't be able to assist you with that.
Okay, no problem. We'll continue. So we say, people, to you, if you want to have a good life here before you die and a better life after you die in the heaven of your Creator, You have to have faith and belief in the unseen. Most people in religion are out. They believe in only the things they see. And everything that you see, starting with yourself, your flesh, is just an illusion. It's here today, and it's gone tomorrow. It's just temporary. Our animal life here is temporary life. And we come here with nothing, people, and we take nothing with us when we leave here, nothing. We come here bare and naked and alone, and we leave the same way. So you got so many people now hoarding up money and material things and don't help other people, see people suffering all around them and don't want to help. Well, let me say this right here. If you don't help your brother, the Creator, he will not bless you with no love out of everything you get. He won't let you get no satisfaction out of if you gain the whole world. He won't let you get no satisfaction out of it if you lose your soul. Your soul is where his love is. And your soul got the love of the Creator in it. Not it, but in your soul, so that you can love your brother as you love yourself. And you must trust in the Creator, even though you can't see your Creator. We breathe air. We don't see the air we breathe, but we breathe it, the air, to live physically. So also we must learn to fear to do wrong, because we know if we do wrong, we see what wrong doing leads to: self-destruction and the destruction of our human race. So people, true faith and trust is the key, and true worship of your Creator. And another thing in my conclusion at this time, we must understand that there's only one Creator, or one God, and that God didn't make no human being no God. He created every human being imperfect. So no human being can judge another human being, because we are all imperfect. So in religion and out of religion, but especially people in religion, they are very judgmental. And when they do that, even in the Christian's Bible, which is true, it says, the Creator say, don't judge other people, because if you judge somebody else, he's not going to judge them. He's going to judge you and condemn you. So, and he said, if we don't have anything good to say about anybody, just keep silent. If we don't have anything good to come out of our mouth, just don't say nothing, and you'll be safe from evil. Evil won't be able to come in you or go out of you, okay? And he said, you know, if we guarantee, our Creator said, if we guarantee him two things, that we'll do two things in this little short time he give us here in this world. Guarantee him we will learn to control and learn control over our tongue and the things we say out of our mouth, and learn to control our private parts between our legs. That is, gain control over your sexual and flesh desires, and don't let them control you. He say, if you do those two things and you live that way till you die, he guarantee you will go to heaven. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
You're all listening through the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. We thank you for joining us this morning. For those of you who joined us late, the discussion is human life is good life. And you can see Imam Shahid Shabbat has got us off to a good start today. And we do have here a long guest here today, and I'm going to see if some of you would like to join us in the discussion. I'm going to see, call first one that I see is our Imam in Winston-Salem. So we will have him to give us some words. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, rahmatullahi barakatuh. How's everyone doing until this morning? Alhamdulillah.
All praises due to Allah. We're doing well, my brother. We pray that you are. And we give all praises to Allah, our Creator, and the Creator of all people, for blessing us to even wake up this morning. He took a lot of people's soul last night, and he didn't put his life back in their bodies, so it was their time was up. So the greatest gift we got today is that we was blessed to wake up this morning with life in our body, the Creator's life, not our life.
How incredible is that?
That's the most incredible thing. Allahu Akbar. God
that's
is greater.
That's the most incredible thing. Because you have
yes,
another opportunity. You have another opportunity, no matter how good or bad that you were yesterday or last night, you have another, or this morning, you still have an opportunity to get right with your Lord. A Lord,
that's
the
right.
creator of the heaven and earth, who forgives and can forgive and is open and willing to forgive anything, any
that's
sin,
right.
as long as you come to him and ask him for forgiveness and intend, try to do right. After.
That's right.
As long as that's your plan, I mean, it don't matter if you're perfect at it. You may not be perfect at it. You may make the same exact sin tomorrow night. But
right.
your Lord will continue to forgive you and accept your repentance, accept your the fact that you're asking for forgiveness up until your soul is coming out of your throat. That's when it's too late. So prior to that, we still have a chance. And that's the reason why all of us, anybody taking a breath today, is still here.
That's
anybody
right.
who doesn't know why they're taking a breath today, why they're alive today, right now, it's because you got a lot of sins. And you have a chance to repent and get closer to your Lord. It's an opportunity he's given you. Do what you want with it. Just like he gave you your intellect, gave us our two hands, if we have two hands, two feet, two lungs to breathe with. Just like he's given us any other gift that he's chosen to give us, Allah, the creator of the heaven and earth, did not and does not and will not ever make any mistakes. Anything you have, you meant to have, and anything you don't have, you ain't meant to have it right now. And
that's right.
there are no mistakes in that plan. So knowing that
that's right.
our Lord's plan, we could strive and struggle for whatever we want. But let's all take this opportunity to make sure that whatever we're striving and struggling for is at least good. At least it's not something that's going to displease or get us further from our Lord than we should be. And we trying like hell to get it. Because that's all we're doing, if it's something that would displease our Lord, is we trying like hell. That's the only thing we're getting closer to when we have a goal that we know displeases our Lord. So, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity. You know, as a Muslim, always wake up with that fear and that hope. When I have this opportunity to wake back up, and that's why we start with that Fajr, which is our morning prayer, which, you know, we do but in the morning about 6 o'clock this time of year, because, you know, the first thing we want to do is the Lord forgiving us our life back, because we were in a state of death when we were sleeping, giving us our life back and hoping that we use this opportunity wisely. You know, that we use
Brother
this
Imam,
opportunity to get near.
Brother Imam Kareem?
Yes.
Brother Imam Kareem?
Yes,
I just want to say one thing before you go. Rather than say we are trying like hell to get to heaven, let's say this. We're trying through the hell. This is to get to heaven. We have to go through.
Okay.
Allah say we. You follow what I'm saying? We're trying. We're trying hard in this hell to try to get to heaven.
Yeah, and alhamdulillah, thank you, brother. But what I said was that if we're trying like hell to do something that displeases Allah.
Oh yeah, I got you.
Okay, because some people's plan is to do something bad, like, you know, they plan
on going
to rob or steal or be with some woman that they're not married with or be with some man that they're not married to.
Okay.
Like, their plan is to do evil, and hey,
yeah.
we all come from. From a point of ignorance where we didn't know any better, we might have planned to do something evil too. And I thank Allah that as a older, you know, you get into your 50s and things like that, you know, you lose some of those evil plans. But if you still got them, if your mind is still programmed on chasing something today that you know that displeases your Lord, that's the only time I would say you're trying like hell, because, you know, you get.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. I misunderstood. That's right.
You're right.
I just misunderstood you.
Yep, and if you're trying to do something good, then, yeah, you're trying to do something that gets you closer to your Lord, and may Allah make you successful in that. If you're trying
right.
to do something good, if your plan is to to take care of that older person that lives next door to you, take their garbage out or bring their cans back in or buy them some, you know, some water or something that you know that they could use. If that's your plan, may Allah bless you in that plan. And will you know that even if you're not successful in doing that good, Allah is going to bless you and give you the reward of doing that good anyway.
That's
and
right.
And if you do that good, Lord of the Worlds may multiply that good 10,000 times. He may 700.
That's right.
He may multiply it an unknown amount of times. And if your plan was to get up today or to go do something evil, go to something that you know is not legal for you, because that, you know, I'm just making an example, that beautiful woman that you're interested in, if you're not married to her, she's not legal for you to have.
That's right.
That handsome man that you want, if you're not married to him, he's not legal for you. That money
that's
right. not yours, that you didn't earn, that you didn't go work for and earn, if it's not legal for you, you can't go get it. And if your plan was to do that and you don't do it, the Lord of the Worlds may write that down as a good deed because you had that plan and you decided not to do it. So not only do you not get the bad deed, but you get a good deed for not doing it. And if you do it, you still get one evil deed because you only
That's
get
right.
one evil deed. And you
That's
have
right.
a chance, as long as you got breath, you got a chance to ask your Lord to forgive you. And the sooner you do it, I was talking to, I think it was you, Imam Shabazz, the sooner you do it after you committed that sin, the sooner you ask your Lord to forgive you, the better chance you have of getting that sin just wiped out completely off your record, like you don't even need to answer for it.
That's right.
So, forgiveness is very important, asking your Lord for forgiveness, and your intentions on trying to do good are very,
That's right.
very, very important. And we pray that Allah blesses us in our intentions and our actions and blesses us that when we hear things, we act on them if there's something that gets us closer to our Lord. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very good, brother, ma'am. I just misunderstood you, but that was exactly right, everything you said.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept.
Yeah, may Allah accept all of us, the good, and protect us from our ourselves, you know, our own, our ways, and bless us to be able to follow only His will and protect us from our own will going astray from His divine and good will for us. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah.
Co-host, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I wasn't quite sure whether you had finished or not. We do have some more guests on here, but I want to remind everyone that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We thank you for joining us. And we pray that whenever you join us, to always remind someone else to invite someone else to join also. And now, without any further delay, I see our board is filled today. So we have here our Imam. One moment, please. I just saw that number. At least I thought we had the Imam from Georgia on here this morning. That here he is. Okay, I see him now. So we're going to call him in and have him to give us a message today, bring to us a message today. That's Assalamu alaikum, Imam Abdul Karim.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you and everybody else?
Very well, brother Imam Abdul Karim Shabazz, and we pray that you are. We missed you last week, but we know you have things to do. Life has to go on, even if somebody can't come on the program. I know your intention is always to be with us. So like the other Imam from Muslim said, the Creator Allah say, if you intend a good deed and for whatever the reason you can't do it, you'll still be rewarded with a full good deed. So you still was with us. It's just like you was with us. So we're glad to have you, though, with us. In the person, in that body, that spirit of Allah in that body today. So we're glad to have you, and we all, I pray, are doing well. Thank you.
I'm doing everything as well. I'm concerned about the Ummah because the topic that you're talking about today is very, very important, and it leads us to the hereafter. And Allah says about the hereafter, people simply know the outer aspect of the worldly life, but are utterly heedless of the hereafter. Do they not reflect on themselves? Allah created the heavens and the earth, and whatever lies between them in truth and for an appointed term. Yet many people deny that they will meet their Lord.
That's right.
This is in chapter 30, Rum. Although there are plenty of signs and evidences which point to the hereafter, and there is no reason why one should be heedless of it, yet the people are being heedless of it due to their own short-sightedness. They only see the apparent outward aspect of the worldly life and are unaware of what is hidden behind it. And
that's
there has
right.
been no slackness on the part of Allah to warn them of it. This in itself is a strong argument for the hereafter. It means this. If these people had reflected on it, their own selves, they would have found in themselves the arguments which prove the necessity of a second life after the
That's
present
right.
life.
Right.
There are three special characteristics of man which distinguish him from the other creations on the earth. One is, man has been granted vast powers to exploit the earth and to control countless things involved with it. Number two, man has been free to choose a way of life for himself.
That's
right.
He can
follow the way of belief or disbelief, obedience or sin, virtue or vice as he likes. Any way of life, right or wrong, that he chooses, he is helped to follow it and allowed to use and exploit all the means and resources provided by Allah, whether the way chosen is of Allah's obedience or of Allah's disobedience.
That's right.
Number three, an innate moral sense has been placed in man by which he discriminates between the voluntary and involuntary actions. He judges the voluntary acts as good and bad, and decide spontaneously that a good act ought to be rewarded and an evil act ought to be punished. These three characteristics which are found in man's self serve as a pointer to the fact that there must be a time when man should be called to account for his deeds, a time when he should be asked how he used the powers delegated to him over what he had been given in the world. A time when it should be seen whether he had adopted the right way or the wrong way of using the freedom of choice given to him. A time when his voluntary acts should be judged and his good acts be rewarded and evil acts punished. This time can only come after man's life activity has ceased and
That's
the
right.
record book of his actions have been closed, and not before. This time should come only when the record book of not one man or one nation, but of all mankind has closed. For
That's
on
right.
the passing away of one man or one nation, the influence that he or it has generated by his or its act does not cease to operate. The good or bad influence left by him should also be credited to his account.
Right.
How can accountability be carried out and full rewards and punishments given with justice unless influences are allowed to run their full course? Thus, man's own self testifies that the position he occupies in the world by itself demands that after his present life, there should be another life when a court should be established, his life record examined justly, and every person rewarded or punished according to his deeds. If man makes a deep observation of the system of the universe, he will see two things very outstanding about it. First, that the universe has been created with the truth. It is not a plaything of a child which he might have made to amuse himself, and whose making and unmaking might be meaningless. It is a serious system whose every particle testifies that it has been created with great wisdom. Each component has a law underlying it, and everything in it has a purpose behind it. Man's whole social, economic life and all the sciences and arts are a witness that whatever man has done in the world became possible only because he was enabled to discover the laws working behind everything and the purpose for which it was made. I'm going to stop here, brothers and sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. And as you was talking, I was pondering over what you were saying. And that's the most important concern about faith. It doesn't matter what religion you say you are. What you were just saying, brother Imam, it's the hereafter. Know that you're not going to just live. And Allah says in the surah, in the last one of his last chapters in the Quran, he says, for every good that you enjoy here in this world, you got to give a full account. So Allah said he didn't create the world for sport and play. He's created the world with a serious purpose. And you just described the purpose that Allah, the creator of all people, created us, and the purpose of life that he created us. I just wanted to say that. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. Today's discussion is on human life is good life. Good life, people. And that to bring us back to the reality of, yes, no, it is good life. Then why is this world so cruel? Why are people so cruel, doing so much destruction, even killing and abusing and mistreating one another like we are? What has happened? How do we wait for this good life? Yes, we're born good, people, all of us. But it's the environment that we live in that causes us to react in the way that we do. So we must realize, people, that we are here for a purpose and a reason. And we have a creator who put us here, who permitted us to be here. So we should ask ourselves, what is our purpose? We've been given so much, even the breath of life that we have, we should be thankful for and think about that. You know, the ability to see, to read, to think. There are many who don't have that, but show the respect and appreciation of the life they have. And they do much better than somebody who's been given all of their good facilities to see, to smell, to eat, to feel, to think, to hear. A lot of people don't have a lot of these things. Even a lot of them don't have their limbs. But you see where they are doing magnificent things with what their creator has given them. So we have to learn to be grateful, to learn who we are, to learn to come back to that human good, the human life that we were created in, and that we should be showing and conducting ourselves in. I didn't mean to give a long speech. We do have other guests here. We'll see if any of them would like to say a word or two today. Let me see here. We have a 336 number. It's 336-293-8284. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Okay, and again, as I always say, there are those who prefer not to speak but to listen. Thank you for joining us today, and continue to listen if you're enjoying the message, receiving the message, and that you will take the message and share it with us. We do have here now a number that, I love to see here on the phone. That's a good, beautiful, wonderful, supportive, and a friend of ours, like family now. That's the 919-717-2047. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm fine. And it's a great pleasure to be to hear you all's voice, get the great teachings, and of course I give my greetings to the radio family. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Holloway.
Yes, brother. And Brother Shahid, I mean, you know, you and I, man, we just, you know, we can always carry on, man, and talk for so long. But I'm just going to make, put in a few words. And I always, a lot of times I say I try to come from experience. You know, when I look in, you know, some of the things that's going on today, and as I reflect on back what the imam and you all just spoke about, the sincerity of this world. But then I look to a degree, and get me not wrong, I have no denial about the teachings of Islam or the way of life and which Almighty Allah have prescribed for us. But when I look back and think about some of the things that's going on in the world today with our people, and I think sometimes that we sometimes are too serious about what one does to us because we are so quick to jump to a conclusion, and then we want to hurt people, shoot people, you know, test people's will and manpower because, you know, we have this, this attitude, whereas, you know, ain't nobody going to punk me out. Or ain't nobody going to take advantage of me or this kind of thing. So sometimes we get, I think, a little too serious, and then we go too far with the sincereness of it. And, you know, we pull out a gun and shoot somebody just because somebody called you a B-H-I-T. Or just because somebody said that, you know, you a punk or these kind of things. And so now what we do, we to show them that we ain't a punk, now we pull out our gun and we shooting this person, one of our brothers. And then, and I always say, from my experience, and I always try to come from, is that, you know, and I've been this way. I've had these experiences in my younger days. And but I find that the same one that I would have hurt, because it didn't go that far, we end up being best friends. Though we might have had some real serious arguments, or we may have had even, you know, passed some hands, but it didn't get to the point where you pull out your gun and shoot the brother, and now the brother's dead. And so the same incident that I'm describing is that these same problems that I had with some brothers as I came up through in my younger days, now we laugh about it, we joke about it, and even to the point that we may be what I call somewhat a best friend. But we all children of God. So, you know, kids, when you look at kids, you know, they laugh, they seem a lot of time like they don't worry about nothing. They laugh, they play, they get mad. And they may even fight and cry. But if you leave them kids alone, if you get in and you break them up, or you get in and you kind of pull them to the side so they can calm down, and you turn that same kid, you turn the same kids loose, and they go right back out in the playground, next thing you know, man, they are playing, they are having fun with each other, they are hugging each other, they are playing, they are sharing with each other. And it tends to see, and it tends to be that, look, all of that little crying, and because one couldn't have this and one took that from him, be it a ball or whatever it may be. And once the adult step in and correct the situation, and then they let the kids go right back to the same playing field, and you look out there, and they're all playing back together again like nothing happened. So the sincerity of it, as we get older, and I know as a saying that says, when you're a child, act like a child, when you're an adult, act like an adult. But sometimes we get so far-fetched in our arrogance that we tend to forget where we came from and what got us to where we are. because we should never forget that we are still, no matter what you got, no matter how old you are, no matter what you have accomplished, we are only still the child of, you know, we only still the children of God, the child of God. And we still should sometime, we still should sometime remember to be, you know, more forgiving and less arrogant and have you know, a childlike spirit to a roundabout degree. You know, sometimes sincerity, you know, because we take things as we want it to be. Our seriousness may not be like, you know, like a lot of styles out of sincerity to be, because we grow to be so arrogant and we think that because we are serious about this, that, and the third, that it's worth, you know, it's the disrespect to my manhood, as I was saying. So, I mean, I just want to, you know, I guess I made my point. So, I like I say, and I speak from experience, and I bless that Allah blesses me to have a vision of going in the right direction, and which he's to strive for, and due to the faith that I think I do have, I accept that Allah is my guide. So I just wanted to share that, and inshallah, you know, it will factor that, you know, that we, you know, we be serious, but yet still never forget that we're, you know, we are still children of God, and we should pretend that we are, or act that we are, you know, still in, you know, somewhat in the playground, and we have to, therefore we have to bring about forgiveness, and, you know, give people space to live and enjoy life as well as we enjoy life as Allah has given us. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. I just want to say one comment, make a comment to what Brother Larry said, and it's clear and it's concise and to the point. Our Creator, Allah, and I like the co-host how she break down what Allah means. In the word Allah, A-L-L-A-H, you got all in the word. So it means that all people have the same a Creator. And L-A-H, the ending of Allah's name means God, or Creator in English. So it means one Creator for all people. And this Creator say he created us, as this brother was just saying, as nations and tribes and different, that we might get to learn to know each other and not despise each other, not to hate each other, and not to kill each other, as this brother was saying, and to be forgiven of one another and to want the good. In fact, the Creator say you're not a true believer, no matter what your religion, unless you want the good you enjoy for your brothers and sisters among mankind. I just wanted to say that. As-salamu alaykum.
Listen to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We thank you. We thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's such a beautiful month for discussion. And as you can see here, we're going strong today. It is a very serious subject, people. We come here to help each other, to give each other medicine that we can take with us and to heal us in the places where we know we need healing the most. And that's within our souls and within our minds, people. And to get us back on the right track of thinking and not accepting what others say, but thinking for ourselves and feeling within our souls what is right and what is best for us. And to be individuals in life, because this is what it's all about. Most of us become followers of someone, and we get shipped to all our feet in any direction. We don't know which way they're going, but because we see the crowd going in that direction, we follow that direction without thinking. And we don't realize that we have a Creator, and we should always be connected to Him through our prayers, to search within our souls for us and see if it's best for us. This is what we should be doing. This is the way we should be conducting ourselves. And these are the things, the guides that we have been given, that we have lost track of by simply following and doing what others say and do. And now we have here again, I'm going to take you back to our email in Georgia, I believe that is. Yes, remember, Joel Creed. Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Let's take a look at what Allah says. Have they not traveled through the earth that they may observe what was the end of their predecessors who were far mightier and tilled the land and built upon it more than these have ever built? And Allah's messengers came to them with clear signs. It was not Allah who wronged them, but it is they who wronged themselves. Evil was the end of those evildoers. For they gave the lie to Allah's signs and scoffed at them. This is a historical argument for the hereafter. It means this. The hereafter has not been denied by only a couple of the people in the world, but a large number of them have been involved in this disbelief throughout human history. There have been entire nations which either denied it altogether or lived heedless of it, or invented such false beliefs about life after death as rendered the concept of the hereafter meaningless. Then the continuous experience of history reveals that in whatever form the hereafter has been denied, its inevitable result has been that the people became corrupted morally. They lived irresponsible lives. They violated all limits of tyranny and wickedness, which became the cause of the destruction of one nation after the other. Does not this experience of thousands of years of history, which has been traced by human generations one after another, prove that the hereafter is a reality whose denial is fatal to man? As I mentioned before, I've been watching this YouTube videos about lost civilizations and lost worlds and worlds where one day people lived there and the next day everything, all the people vanished and all they left was blank, empty houses. And we wonder, scientists and anthropologists are wondering what happened to those people. Allah is telling us what happened to them. He wiped them out. Allah wiped them out. Because he is almighty and all powerful. Man has come to believe in gravity only because he has always experienced and seen material things fall into the ground. He has recognized poison to be poison only because whoever took poison died. Similarly, when the denial of the hereafter has always led to the corruption of the morals of man, is not this experience enough to teach the lesson that the hereafter is a reality and to live one's life heedless of it is dangerous? This contains an answer to the argument of those who regard mere material progress in the world as a sign of a nation's being righteous. They argue like this: how is it possible that Allah will make fuel of hell those people who have exploited the resources of the earth on such a large scale and have constructed wonderful works on the earth and given birth to grand civilizations? The Quran refutes this argument thus: such works of construction have also been built before by many nations on a large scale. Have you not seen how those nations have perished along with their civilization and their grand and magnificent works? There is no reason why anyone should believe the law of Allah in the world has treated the mere material progress of a people as anything but punishable if they lack the right belief and conduct. Nor is there reason to believe that it will not treat them likewise in the next world and make them fuel of hell. I'm going to stop here for right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very good, Brother Imam. I love the way that Allah is blessing everybody to, and especially you, to keep our attention on the hereafter versus our life in this world. Allah also revealed to Prophet Muhammad the special prayers and mercy and peace be upon him, the greatest of all human beings in terms of his morality. Prophet Muhammad, Allah say, he is also so moral in his conduct, good in his conduct, that Almighty Allah don't say about Jesus, Moses, Prophet Abraham, or none of the other prophets, peace be upon them all and his messengers. He don't say this about none of the rest of them in the Holy Quran, his final revelations, for all people, all human beings, for guidance. He say, the man or woman, he or she who obeys Prophet Muhammad, obeys Allah, obeys their creator. So if you obey the words, the life example of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, who lived 1,400 years ago in Mecca and the country of Saudi Arabia, the last prophet Allah raised up to bring the world out of this spiritual darkness you see people in, where they killing each other and just hating on each other. This is spiritual ignorance. I want to quote an ayat, some words out of the Quran that speak to this too, and Allah's telling you about the ignorance and the hereafter, if you bear patiently with me. This right here is called Surah Ikhlas in the Quran. Ikhlas, or the purity of faith in English it would be called. Okay, I want to go over here and say what Allah's saying over here. Allah say he is the one, the creator, who brings forth light from darkness. He said he is the one that brings forth life from activity, life and activity, from spiritual death. And he's the one who brings about spiritual enlightenment from ignorance and superstition. So he say, if you fear evil, stop fearing evil and know that he have all power. And put all your trust in his providence, his divine providence, like the brother was just saying, which is good. Because he say all the good that happens to us, it come from him. And he say all the evil that happens in our life come from our own evil deeds. So he say if you live a good life and obey him, he say no danger then from the outer evil world, no secret plotting from evil and perverted people who have perverted evil wills, no disturbance of your happiness or good can affect the fortress. He called it fortress of your inmost soul. So the Creator is saying that if you live a good life, like the brothers saying, and all the brothers and sisters, and you prepare your life for the next life, he say in the Quran, he say, for those who fear to do wrong, to go against his will, he say he will protect them from all evil. If you just follow his will and obey his guidance in the Quran that he revealed, not just for Muslims, but for all human beings who want to live a good life and save themselves from the destruction of evil in this world and the evil in the hellfire, the eternal hellfire after in the hereafter, after the resurrection and the judgment. And as we the sister stated in the summary of the program, the Creator Allah said, if you die in sin against his will, you will go to hell. You will into the hellfire forever. So people, life is serious. It's not a joke. It's not a game. And I think Brother Larry said this, spoke to this. This is very important too. What we might call good might not be good to the Creator. You see, because the Creator knows what people intention. So somebody might be doing something good, and we think it's really good, and they have the intentions for bad. And somebody we might see doing something we think is bad, and we don't know their heart intentions. And they really don't intend bad. They're just ignorant, and they don't know no better. At any rate, the key to this is to know that the Creator don't judge us just by our deeds, but most importantly, he judges us by the intentions in our heart. And he say, when you see people's actions, that's because of the intentions in their heart. They had intentions in their heart, and the intentions manifest in their actions. But I love what Brother Imam from Winston said, too. Long as you're breathing and you got life in you, you got another chance to get it right. So don't take no day for granted. Live every day as if it's your last day to prepare your life for that inevitable day, which is called Yama Kiyama, or the resurrection and the judgment in the court of the creator of the heavens and the earth in the hereafter. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the creator. And we thank you for joining us this Sunday as we bring to you another beautiful and thought-provoking discussion. These discussions are for you to think about, and to check yourself out, check your life out, okay? See if you're pleased with the way you're living. If not, you know you need to do some changing there. So we are very thankful to have Imam Shahid Shabazz, who's worked very hard for almost 50 years doing Dawah, as they call it, going through the streets, walking mainly, wearing those feet out to reach people and teach them the word of the Creator, the Almighty God Allah, and to help them to turn back to the right path. And so we want to thank him for that, and we thank him for the show that he has, that he might even reach further, reach over the globe, rather, and reach the people. And we have people listening from all over to the show, people, yes, in different countries. And so we want to make sure that we bring to them that which they are searching for within their souls, that will help them to change their life, to find their way, and to live a better life than what they are living now. Each day we should be striving to do better than we did the day before. And this
That's
is what
right.
it's all about. Yeah, so we want you to really think on that as you listen to this show. And I'm going to bring on again Brother Larry. Maybe he has another comment at this time.
Yes, of course. Yes, I thank you for bringing me on. Yeah, and I like to reflect back as I was doing some reading, you know, a few nights ago in reference to, you know, people struggling or people suffering and all. And Brother Shahid, I mean, I love his brother dearly. We've been knowing each other for so many years, 40 years, I believe he always mentioned, and I know it's been at least that long, if not longer. My daughter's 41 years old, and I think we met each other before she was even born. But and he also mentioned about, you know, his persecution and the struggle out in the streets and amongst his walk, and in my read, you know, it says that all of Allah's prophets and messengers, you know, they struggled and they went through torment and persecution, and the thing that we've gotten away from is that, you know, we don't want accept persecution and torment and struggle and hardship and these kind of things. But we didn't go through this for nothing. Allah, we plan, they plan Allah the best of planners. He didn't put us black folk here in this country to go through all this struggle and all for nothing. This is we are the chosen people if we really look at it, because if we struggle and we go through this torment and all, then that's when Allah does his best work to us. That's when we are, you know, faith is strengthened, and his attributes are enlightened in our life because of our struggle and our discipline. Brother Shaheen and I were just speaking this morning about, even if a person doesn't know God, doesn't believe in God, or doesn't, I've never called his name, when he gets sick or something, or start hurting or something, even if it's a toothache or something, you know, you best believe he's going to say, Lord, have mercy. If he doesn't anything, if he doesn't say Allah, if he doesn't say Jesus, if he doesn't say, he's going to say, Lord, have mercy. And
that's
so
right.
Our struggle, you know, is not, we shouldn't take it lightly, or we shouldn't really take it as a punishment. We
that's
should
right.
take it as if God is trying to tell us something, as God is trying
yes.
to be favoring us. And
that's
so,
right.
So you know, that's a serious thing, and you know, it's like the lady when she has a baby, and I can't describe the feeling, but I've never heard that it was a good feeling, you know. So,
that's right.
So there's something behind our people, I say, black people, I want to say, that we go through these things. And even as today, you know, and I look at my young folk, and I want to make it a little shorter. I look at my young folk sometimes, and I know when I was coming up, and I guess the brothers that's, you know, my age are somewhere in there, I would say 50 or above, you know, we've had this thing where we say that, well, I ain't going to come up like my ancestors did. They worked for this company or that company or this white man or that plantation and work they work to the backbone was give out and ended up with nothing. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get out here and try to make this money. So they get out here and they want to sell these drugs. They want to do all these kind of things to make this quick money. And so I guess they can live happily ever after or help their family. Some of them just not out there just for themselves. But at the same time, we shouldn't forget the fact that struggling is not a curse, because all of Allah's prophets and messengers, they went through hardship and persecution. And there again, as I been knowing Brother Shaheed, Imam Shaheed, for so long, that he can verify and identify and often remind me of and us of the struggle that persecution that he's been through out in the world of trying to get the message of Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you very much, Brother Larry. I appreciate you calling me the reminder, and we have been knowing each other. I think you mentioned to me before your oldest daughter, your only daughter, was born. I think that's been over 41 years. And like I said, and you've known me to and seen me walking out in the streets my hometown in Durham, North Carolina, and you've known me to work all over North Carolina, walking the streets, and in my hometown, like in most of the prophets and messengers' hometown, Allah's peace be upon them all, it was persecuted by their own people. And their own people tried to kill them just for trying to bring them back to good morality. When they was doing all kinds of evil, the prophets and messengers were sent to the people to guide them back from destroying themselves. And the people persecuted them and killed a lot of them, too, Brother Larry. A lot of them prophets and messengers got killed. And as Brother the other imams can identify, Allah sent over 200,000 messengers and prophets. May Allah's peace be upon them all. And he said they all walked through the streets, and they reached the people in the street. They didn't have a building called a church or a masjid. Even Prophet Muhammad, in his very initial him and his followers are spreading Islam. They didn't have no mosque, masjids, places of worship called masjids or mosques. They worship in each other's houses. So I want to encourage you people to understand. I got a friend in Durham, and I let her know last night that she went to some church in Durham, and the lady was trying to judge her, told her, say, Almighty God has told me to tell you, you need to stop smoking, and told her something else. And she said, she didn't say a word. She just listened at her. And say, the lady didn't even know she didn't even smoke. So you see, in religion, you got people trying to play God, judging people, you know, and passing judgment on people. And who gave them? Did the creator of the heavens and earth, the true creator that you can't see, did he give anyone an authority to be a God with him? In this chapter in the Quran called Ikhlas, if you read it, and I give it to you, all of you listening, and pass it on, it's Surah 112. It's called Ikhlas, or the Purity of Faith. Read that surah, and it'll tell you that all people and all things created was created by a creator, and nothing is to be worshipped or praised except the creator, not the creation. And that goes for everybody in every religion. It don't matter who you call the creator, like Brother Larry often say. And what matters is that you recognize that ain't nothing that the creator created equal to him. Ain't nothing that the creator is to be compared with him in any way. In power, in wisdom, in nothing. And you hear some people say, this is mine. I own this. I did this. I did that. Oh, no, 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 no. We do nothing good. All good come from our creator. And we don't own nothing. We came in this world with nothing. And people, we're going to leave this world with nothing. And Almighty Allah, in my conclusion, in my part of the talk right now, he say, Allah, our creator, say it's an insurmountable, meaning it's an obstacle that nobody can overcome if they want to get back to him in the heaven in the hereafter. And he said this insurmountable obstacle is this whole material world and everything in it. He said you got to let it all go. Give it up. Don't live for striving and say, I'm living to make me $1 million. I'm living just to get me a home. And once you get these things, you become content and act like you're going to keep them forever and act like you're going to be around here forever. And knowing that that's really a lie in your own heart and soul, you know you're going to die. You see people, other people dying all around. You know death is inevitable. You ain't got to be in no religion. You ain't got to have no education. You know just as sure as you were born, you're going to die physically. But you don't have to die spiritually, people. This is what we're trying to get to you. But in order to live, even in this world, you can live, you can be in heaven right here on earth in the midst of all this hell around you if you live a good life, a life where you fear, as the Imam's brothers are talking on the show, to go against the will of your creator. And you love doing good. And I want to say this in my conclusion at this time. Our creator, Allah, the creator of all people, say that when your good that you do makes you feel good and your evil that you do make you feel bad, he said, then and only then you know you're a true believer in him. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, the reality of the creator, which comes from every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have such beautiful guests on this Sunday as we do every Sunday. And we are so thankful to have all of you on. I was trying to see there to meet all, right? And I want to get back to the man. One moment here. I don't see you. Trying to pull you down here. So we now want to get back to the Salem. We haven't heard from you in a while, brother. Let me see if I can get you back on here to let you have a few words to say on the program again. Oh, here we are, right here. I think this is it right here. Yes. Okay. Brother Imam Abdul Kareem from Winston-Salem, we have you again. And love to hear from you some of the beautiful messages that you bring to us today also.
Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept and may Allah grant us wisdom and accept the good from us for all the good things that are being said on the show today from, you know, all over the East Coast and wherever else I guess folks are listening to, but all the way south and the brother in Atlanta, Imam, and over here in North Carolina, Durham, and everywhere else, D.C., and everywhere else where people are listening. Alhamdulillah. One thing the brother said from Atlanta, Imam Kareem, Abdul Kareem, so I guess we have the same same name and similar thoughts. I mean, it was a lot of the discussion today reminded me of a surah in Quran, and the surah in Quran starts the exact same way as the surah that the Imam from Atlanta used to bring light to, you know, the discussion that we're having. And I'm just going to read it because it's a different ayat that I have, but it starts the same way. And it's just, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, Allah puts, you know, not everybody's going to get the message when they hear me say it or they hear you say it, but they might hear somebody else say it. I might hear the same message. I read the same Quran, and I get a different message every single time I read it. It could be the same surah, the same ayat. So I'm going to just say it again, and this is in Surah Al-Fatir, ayat 44. And the meaning is translated where Allah says, "Have they not traveled in the land and seen the nature of the consequences for those who were before them? And they were mightier than these in power." So Allah is saying, have the people, because he told the messenger to tell the people, go travel in the land and see what happened to people before you who did the same thing you're doing, and those people were mightier than you, and see what their end was when they didn't want to accept the messengers, when they didn't want to accept the reality of the messengers, the word that the messengers were giving. And these are messengers like the Prophet Muhammad, or like Abraham, or like Moses, or like Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, peace and blessings be upon them all. So Allah says,
yes.
Have they not traveled in the land and seen the nature of the consequences for those who were before them? And they, meaning the people before them, were mightier than these in power. So they were stronger than you, and look what they ended up with. Allah is not such that aught in the heavens or in the earth escape him. Lo, he is the wise and the mighty. So that part, Tafsir says, Allah is not such that whatever people do, no matter how powerful they may think they are, it doesn't distract Allah or change his plan or phase Allah in the least. It's not like Allah's plan is going to prevail. I know Brother Larry said that a few times, people plan and Allah plans, and that's used in different contexts. But Allah's plan is going to be the plan, and no matter what mankind, how powerful a nation or a group of people or a tribe thinks they are, if they're wrong, they're wrong. And you can look at the consequences of nations who were more powerful than you were and see what happened to them when they were wrong. Allah says that he gives them the chance. He is wise and mighty. In the next ayat, Allah says, if Allah took mankind to task by that which they deserve, he would not leave a living creature on the surface of the earth. If Allah took mankind to task by that which they deserve, he would not leave a living creature on the surface of the earth, but he repriveth them onto an appointed term. So he gives them time. And when their term cometh, then verily they will know that Allah is the overseer of his slaves. That means every single one of us is Allah's slave. None of us is getting away with anything. So
that's right.
If we think we've got some kind of power that we have to exert over somebody, and we do what's Islamically called dhulm, and in English I think it's translated as injustice. You treat somebody unjustly, unfairly.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you think you have an upper hand on that person, Allah says he doesn't take mankind to task and give you what you deserve just yet. He leaves them. If he did take us to task for what we deserve, not a single living creature, not an ant, not a human, not a bird in the sky or a fish in the ocean would be alive on this earth, because none of us worship Allah, the creator of the heaven and earth, to the level that he deserves to be praised. Okay?
That's exactly
right. But instead, by Allah's mercy, he gives us all respite. He gives us all a reprieve. And he lets us all go for an appointed term. And when that term is over, we're going to have to answer. And if the best of us, this is the best of us, would have been any messenger that Allah sent with the message. Muhammad,
right.
Peace and blessings be upon him. Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him. Moses, peace and blessings be upon him. Abraham, peace and blessings be upon him. These are the best people to ever put their feet on the ground on this planet. And if the angels, if nothing created can worship God to the level that he deserves to be worshipped, then all we could do is ask God for his mercy and try to, you know, hope that God blesses us with his mercy. And how are we going to do that if when we lace up our sneakers, we keep running towards evil that displeases him? How are we going to achieve some level of earning his mercy? Because we can't worship him to the level he deserves to be worshipped. So all we could do is try our best and hope for his mercy. And if when put on our jacket and our scarf, we run out the door towards the fire, how in the world can we expect paradise? So we can't take this thing as a joke. We know that we are not capable, because the best of mankind still needs the guidance of the Lord of the world in order to do something that's acceptable. So we have
to
take this serious and not as a joke, and pray that by the good deeds that we try to do and by the mercy that we ask our Lord for when we make a mistake, we pray that Allah understands that we're sincere and that we're trying our best and forgives our shortcomings and gives us the reward for the good that we're trying to do. And I'll leave on that. And alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Imam Abdul Kareem. We appreciate that beautiful clarity and that you give when you teach. And I appreciate you going in the prison system, trying to stop that vicious cycle of repeat offending of our people, especially African Americans. May Allah bless you continuously. I used to go into prisons years ago. With the imam in Durham, North Carolina, over 40 years ago, in Butner Prison, Central Prison, Raleigh, Guest Row Prison in Durham. So I know that it's so sad to see that how, and even here in North Carolina, you would think in the South, people think it's Southern hospitality, no more. The Satan or the devil has been all over the earth. And in the places you least expect, he done lit this fire in North Carolina where they are killing here so much that this state is number one with all, any other state in homicide, and mostly it's African-American blacks killing blacks. Unfortunately, and Brother Larry spoke to something that I want to just touch on briefly. He said that he think, and I'm with him, that all the suffering that Allah has allowed the African-American people, so-called black people, to go through is not for nothing. And not only us, but the suffering of anybody, be they so-called white or whatever. If you suffer, Allah say he created us and put us in this world, and Allah say the root of all evil is the love of this world. And we can see that when we love the material things and we forget our creator, we become an evil person in the flesh. Look at our president, Donald Trump, in the United States of America. This man has been evil 10, 20, 30 years before he even got to this point to run for president. And he has said 10 years ago, when Obama was in there, 8 years ago, 10, if he get in there, what he was going to do? They already knew he was going to be in there. Who already knew he was going to be in there? Satan already knew he was going to be in there, and the Creator, most of all, knew he was going to be in there, because the Creator is the one that permitted him to be in there. It wasn't nobody's votes. The votes don't determine who's going to be put in the White House, that so-called White House. It is the Creator, just like Obama. Well, our people used to say, if we just, black people, be treated as a human being, we wanted that. That they wouldn't even give us the so-called white leadership in America, their government, they wouldn't even give us black men and women civil rights. Civil rights is just citizenship. And we built this country off, they built their country and riches off our ancestors' blood and killing and raping the men and women and the children and all kinds of horrific things they did to us here. But all of these things, like Brother Larry said, was Allah said in the Quran, was to make us purify us and humble us and to show us, learn from them, and don't never treat other people like they treated us when he make us to lead us in his righteousness. He said he let us go through that, Brother Larry and everybody else, so that we would be leaders in righteousness on the planet Earth. And I say, you cannot deny that. I don't care who you are. Allah have made people that have been treated worse than any people that was ever put in slavery, the African-American man and woman. He have still got love in our hearts, even for the people, our ancestors, the so-called whites that treated us that way. We still forgive them. So we are great people. They call us a sleeping giant. So Islam is the only way, and you have Christians, Buddhists, all kinds of people in this country, and in particular, now they got Qurans, and they're reading the Quran, and their life, and they're being a better Christian, a better Buddhist, a better Jew. And a Muslim brother told me quickly, he said he's a painter, and they him and another Muslim brother and another brother I was raised with, they say they was working in a Christian pastor, minister house in Durham, North Carolina, and say he had a big home, and say when they went upstairs and they went painting, start painting this room over his bed, high over his bed, he had a Holy Quran right there. Not a Bible, but the Holy Quran. Now this should tell you something, and I want to read this from the Quran, and I'm through, people. Bear patience with me. It'll be true, short. Allah say, for anything we want to do that is right, we will receive his help, and we will receive victory. Allah says, when the spirit of people is stirred and they start coming into Islam like and troops and big crowds and battalions like they're doing now, he say we are to welcome them into Islam, and we are not to take no praises, but we are to give Allah all praises and all glory for blessing us to have victory with Islam like Prophet Muhammad and bring the whole world back together as one and what to the unity and the worship of our Creator and the love of each other as human one human family under one divine Creator. And we're to humbly turn to him and pray and still ask for his divine grace. And he say he is often returning in grace and mercy. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Slam, 2 minutes. We now have 2 minutes.
Okay, so we want to wrap the program up now with prayer. And so at this time, my brothers and sisters, we will give a prayer and we will conclude the program for the day. And I want to thank all of you for coming on, those who participated. And we ask Allah to forgive us if we said anything that was displeasing to our Creator and that went against what he say in his book, the Quran, because in his book, Quran, he say, whose word can be truer than my words? And we know, of course, nobody's word can be truer than the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-powerful, the all-wise. So our Creator have these divine qualities, and no human being have these divine qualities. So we want to thank our Creator. We say all praise is due to the Creator, Allah, the one Creator of the heavens and earth. Forgive us, our Creator, of our faults and our sins and our shortcomings. Help us to learn to love one another and not hate one another because of the differences, but see our differences as that you give us to subserve us, getting to know each other and to love each other and know that we are all one human family under one divine creator, and that you want us to be one in worship because you're one creator. And you say that if we stand united in your worship, then the devil won't be able to, evil won't be able to divide us like it's doing most people in the world and conquer us and with its evil suggestions. And you say in my conclusion, and I ask you, when an evil come to our mind and our heart, bless us to remember your divine goodness and your divine power. And you say you that evil will flee from our thoughts, it will flee from our hearts, and flee from our soul, because you say that in the Quran, evil fears the creator. Evil say itself that it fears the power of the creator of the heavens and earth. So I want to say there's no creator but one. This program is about bringing us to the reality that we are all one human family under one creator, and we don't have long to come back to his unity, because as the brother said, he's getting ready to bring evil to an evil end. And that ain't just the evil in the individual, but that's the evil in all the nations in the world, like the brother Imam said from Atlanta and here in Winston. Having you not traveled through the world, and as I've traveled through the United States in my prayer, the Creator has protected me, because my own people and Caucasians too have tried to kill me for just for trying to bring them righteousness, bring them love and the goodness of the Creator. But I still forgive them and hope they'll change before it's too late. I mean, thank you for everybody for coming on. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You've been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us today as we bring to you a more beautiful, wonderful discussion, words of thought from the Creator that you might consider in living your life and in making yourself just a little better each day, even a little better. Starting to live a little better and do a little better today than you did yesterday. And until next Sunday, have a great, wonderful, and blessed day, and may Allah be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
But something special about